This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
It turns out the Oz9 is short on terraforming equipment, but long on pod seeds. Whether they're the good pod seeds that are polite and don't eat people, or the bad ones that are rude and do, is unclear. Captain Madeline has sent Le Bichon Frise and the Albatross to Pod Bay 1344 to figure out what's going on and whether their lives are in danger. Again. Still. Whatever.
I have to say, I think it would have been smarter to send the actual plant expert down to check on the plants.
Yeah, well, why didn't you say that when they were headed out?
I did. Repeatedly, at great volume.
Did anyone ever tell you you hit a range where only dogs can hear you?
It's been mentioned.
Look, I wanted the two assassins because if those things are hostile, they're the best equipped to fight them off. Or to be food, in the Bichon Frise's case, which is also okay.
The problem is, those two think everything's hostile. The other day, the Bichon Frise stabbed my sandwich with a meat thermometer.
Well, in his defense, it was moving.
It was sliding because the ship tilted.
We were going around a corner.
We're in space!
Doesn't mean there aren't corners?
Yes, it does!
Really?
Jesus!
That's it! I'm doing something about this invisibility today.
My point is, those could very well be benign, even magnanimous.
See? Even more reason to send the assassins to kill them.
Actually, Captain Madeline, benign and magnanimous are good things.
Olivia,
can you
patch us through to the Albatross and the Bichon Frise?
Of course.
Well?
Are you asking me to, or just establishing my competence? Oh, all right. Come in, Big Bird.
Hello? Can anyone hear me? Captain Madeline, are you there?
We're here, Albatross. Are you at the pod bay yet?
Not quite. The lights are off down here. I can see fine, being Scottish. But the puppy keeps bumping into walls.
Merd.
Are you sure it was a good idea to send him off so soon after he was hit by lightning?
Does he seem okay? Would he be bumping into walls if the lights were working?
I'm not entirely sure. Part of me thinks he's enjoying it.
I am fine. My mustaches are not so curly now. My head has stopped smoking.
You still smell like toasted cheese. And not in a good way. What do you mean your mustaches are not so curly? It looks like you're balancing a pair of corkscrews on your upper lip.
Oh, so you have been staring at my upper lip, Perhaps you are dreaming of a little kiss.
Whoa, Albatross?
Oh, don't worry, Captain. He appears to be kissing Leet.
I have so many questions.
I'm sorry. Kissing whom?
Save the voltage, computer. He has no idea.
Isn't Leet basically nine of you arranged like the Brady Bunch?
I have no idea what a Brady Bunch is, but it is a bit concerning that he could confuse me with Leet.
Your mustache tickles.
Who am I kissing?
Whom, I think? It's me, Leet.
What are you doing down here?
Besides getting smooches, I came down to water my plants.
Water your plants? Joe? What the hell is that?
Plants or water?
Not that. That. Behind Theo.
Behind who now?
Whom? It's whom, right?
Wow. That appears to be a green ghost.
That's what I thought. Olivia! Is there an alien aboard the ship?
Achoo! It's me.
Okay, Colin, don't panic, but you seem to be covered in some sort of alien spore.
Or pollen. That looks like pollen.
It's flower.
You're green.
Kudzu flower. But you can see me, right? Achoo!
Well, yeah, but I kind of don't want to.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means you're seriously creepy. And also covered in green dust.
Very funny.
It's really not a good look. And some plant components are known to burrow under skin.
Burrow?
Kudzu burrows?
No. I just wanted him to shower that off. He was creeping me out. Did Leet say he was watering his plants?
And getting smooches?
That was an accident. You have surprisingly soft lips, however.
Thanks. I made some moisturizer from Swamp Owl.
There's no aloe vera in the swamp.
Well, from something anyway.
You must show me later. My hands. They are so dry. See the little cracks?
Well, no. It's pitch black down here.
The plants?
Yes. If you two are quite finished sharing beauty tips, perhaps Leet could lead us to this garden of his? Is it by chance in Pod Bay 1344?
Of course not. I would have said something when Joe brought it up. My garden is in Pod Bay 1344B.
Joe, were you in 1344A?
There is no 1344A, only B.
This ship is ridiculous.
If you're only figuring that out now, Dr. Theo, you're not nearly as brilliant as I thought.
You're not going to kill my plants, are you?
Are they the good kind or the bad kind?
You're an assassin, Freeze. What qualifies as good and bad for you?
The good kind does not eat me. But it does eat people I do not like. For example, smarty pants, not handsome scientist.
Please stop talking. Leet, where did you find the seeds? Are these seeds you brought with you?
Nope. Captain Jesse gave them to me. I think she brought them over from the 6748.
Julie said her group didn't get to all the ships to replace the seeds.
Did they get to the 6748?
I think we need to find Julie and Jesse. Now.
Are the seeds good? Bad? Is Leet the Pod Whisperer? And why would Jesse smuggle seeds aboard the Oz-9? It's season 3 on the Oz-9, and once again, we have more questions than answers. The biggest one being, why the hell am I still here? Anyway, former Captain Jesse is currently to be found enjoying some rare peace on a sun-drenched hill in the bioswamp.
He loves me. He loves me not.
The daisies, however, are having a really bad day.
He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not. Damn it. I'm running out of daisies here.
Well, hey there, Captain Jesse.
Hello, Greg. How much of your internal entourage did you bring with you?
It's just me, for the moment. It sounds like there's quite a kerfuffle down on Earth, so they're otherwise occupied. What happened to the daisies?
They attacked this ship, I tell you. Have a seat.
Oh, I'll stand, thanks.
Still haven't figured out how to sit, eh?
Apparently zebras don't sit. It's all up or all down, and YouTube is remarkably short on videos of how zebras get from one to the other.
I found a grove. Well, sort of a grove. Half a dozen scraggly citrus trees. Orange?
Trying to cut down on my gray fruit, thanks.
Suit yourself. What are you doing in the bioswamp?
Taking some samples.
How do you do that?
Well, apparently that's why I get hungry for weird things. It's actually the scientists. When they hear about something they want to study, they trigger a hunger response. I eat it, and they analyze it in my insides. Pretty clever, actually. If annoying. Found myself looking Leet the other day.
Someone wanted to know why he's so shiny?
I got the idea. It was more of a joke. What are you doing out here? Aren't you worried about Albert the alligator?
A little, but he mostly sticks to the soggy bottoms.
Hang on. Someone's apparently curious about the attack daisies. Hmm.
Pretty tasty, actually.
Rude.
Sorry. That's the results coming back. Apparently they're just normal daisies.
Yeah, well, maybe they're not very good scientists.
That starlight feels good, doesn't it?
How would you know?
Sensory inputs that create serotonin and dopamine. Same as you, basically.
I hate this ship. Apparently, even starlight can't fix that.
It's not that bad, is it?
All my life, all I ever wanted was to captain my own ship. I built models of ships as a kid, collected discarded body tags until I had enough to trade in for a captain's hat.
Discarded body tags? How do you discard something that's implanted?
My sister got them for me. She said some people's bodies rejected them, along with their arms occasionally. I didn't question it. Just wiped them off and added them to the baggie.
Wow, okay. Well, at least your dream came true.
Sort of. And for about, what, 10 days before I had to jump ship and come here to play second fiddle to Mad Pants Madeline.
I'm sure you were an excellent captain.
I was. I really was. I deserve my own ship.
Surely.
I think I might have this one, actually.
Oh? What does that mean, exactly?
Let me pitch you a hypothetical. Do you feel safe with Madeline in charge?
Safe is a mighty complicated word on a ship run by gated galaxies.
True. But I do think some of us are better equipped to deal with the uncertainties than others, don't you reckon?
Miss Jessie, I have to ask.
Captain?
Well, sure. Captain Jessie, you're not planning, a mutiny of sorts, are you?
Oh, no. Nothing so sloppy as that. I'm just daydreaming in the starlight, that's all. Bit of a dwan, we say at home.
Captain Jessie!
Captain Jessie. It has such a nice ring to it, though, doesn't it? God, what the hell happened to you?
It's just kudzu flour, which I'm learning doesn't wash off very well. You're needed on the bridge.
What's happening?
Just some questions about the plants in Pod Bay 1344.
Shouldn't you be asking Theo? I'm no paleontologist.
Botanist.
What?
Botanists study plants, not paleontologists.
You sure? It's got the word plant right in it.
No, it doesn't.
What do you know?
How to spell?
Should we go?
Yes, right. I think I might fly back, actually. See if I can't lose some of this flour. Greg, would you mind giving Jessie a lift?
Captain Jessie.
Yes, all right, whatever.
Not whatever. Captain Jessie from now on.
Just go with it for now.
Yes, fine. Captain Jessie. Good Lord, what happened to the daisies?
They attacked.
For God's sake, is nothing on the ship sane?
At the moment, I think we're down to you and me. I ain't real sure about you. Y'all set, Captain Jessie? Yeah!
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's Log, Stardate... I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has 3 recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp pooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes 4 servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any link subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Stepping on board the Oz-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to FanRollDice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
As they head back to the bridge, it becomes apparent that Colin's plan of knocking off some of the kudzu flour means flying into walls.
Ouch! Damn it! Gah! Look out! Why are there so many walls?
But eventually, they make it to the bridge. Joe, however, will be spending some time wiping green, Colin-shaped kudzu flower outlines off several corridors.
Oh, Jesse, good.
Captain Jesse, I earned my credentials.
Did you?
Just humor her for now, please.
Fine. Captain Jesse and Colin, okay. That's unpleasant.
So you can still see me?
Yeah, you look like a green chalk outline of yourself, like you died standing up.
Really? Oh, my head is killing me. Everything else on this ship is so flimsy a half-hearted sneeze will knock it over, but the corridor walls are sturdy as bricks. Bastards.
Could we get on with the question-asking bit? Don't forget you still have two crew members going in to face whatever's there.
I'm gonna pull you back on that one. I don't think anybody who's probably plotting to kill us really qualifies as crew.
Might be time for a recount then.
Sorry?
Nothing.
The doc's right. Albatross and the Freeze at least deserve to know what they're up against.
Thank you, Joseph. If interrogation is required, I can assure you I have impressive credentials and a solid success record.
Oh, me too!
I've seen your CV, Freeze. The only impressive thing about it is your courage to share it publicly.
You're so mouthsome.
Mouthy, you idiot. Try and kiss me again, and I'll smack your mustache straight. Got it?
I will have you know, I have interrogated some extremont important peoples, huh? Presidents, ministers, even a princess.
That was Halloween?
In your bunties.
Really?
Can I help it if many presidents are quite small and have high-pitched voices? They're turd.
You had me rush here to listen to assassin mating calls.
That is not what this is.
Oh, isn't it?
There, see? I told you to go straight.
Oh, thank you.
Ugh. Jesse?
Captain Jesse!
I used to deliver newspapers, but you don't see me hanging on to that title. Now, what kind of pods are in there?
What are you asking me for?
Leet said you gave him the seeds he planted in there. So we need to know, are they hostile or benign?
Doc, that makes no sense. Captain Jesse, are they good or are they benign?
What do you think benign means?
Now I'm not sure anymore.
Wait. Greg's here. Can't we ask Julie and Mrs. Sheffield?
I'm sorry. Team Earth are offline today. I've been trying, but my kidneys go straight to voicemail.
Kidneys?
Turns out that's where the phones are.
Are you saying Lee planted the seeds? What an idiot!
Hey!
It's all right, my darling. I'll take over from here.
Hey!
I told you to put them in storage!
How was I supposed to know that? That was before you spoke English? Remember?
Before I... Is this room pulsating, or is it just my brain?
Why the hell did you bring them with you?
Because I was afraid we'd run out of food.
What?
Look, unlike the so-called captain of the OZ-9,
Oi.
I inspected my ship. As much of it as I could get to before I had to escape anyway. I discovered most of our food storage rooms were empty, and I stumbled onto our cow.
Hey, you knew these ships had bombs aboard?
I knew my ship had a bomb aboard. Fortunately, no one had gotten to it yet to stupidly set it ticking.
Who would do such a foolish thing?
At any rate, it was pretty clear no one expected us to need enough food to get far.
I found the seeds tucked away in one of the smuggling holds.
Smuggling holds?
You really know nothing about the Oz ships, do you?
The Oz 8000 model ships were built for smuggling. The whole short-range luxury cruise idea, that was just a front. That's why G2 bought them in the first place.
So there are secret holds all over this ship?
There's a whole secret ship all over the ship.
Any chance we could get back to the point at hand? The French Fried just bumped into the wall with the door switch on it.
Wow, they've really grown since the last time I was down here.
When was that?
What time is it?
Dear God.
Right, let's speed this up, shall we? Pods, good or bad, Captain Jizzy? And yes, that's the past tense of Captain.
Do you know you're my least favorite thing in the whole universe?
Really? I'm so sorry.
Really?
Don't be daft like I give a sainted crap. Good or bad, you tartan cow, before I turn you to minced mutton.
Just FYI. Mutton comes from sheep, not cows.
Are you serious?
Just a mixed metaphor. Thought you'd like to know.
Ah! No, 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 no.
I am not gifted. No!
And the freeze has been pulled in. In case you're curious, one of the pods appears to be eyeing Leet rather closely.
I think it likes me.
Whoa! 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 Woohoo! Whoa! Whoa!
Yep. Thought that might happen.
Can you not close the door?
Gosh, Colin, that hadn't occurred to me. Thank goodness you're aboard to come to our rescue with perfectly obvious solutions.
Sarcasm in the face of death. Impressive.
Jesse, I suspect you'll be wanting to answer my question. Now?
I don't know the answer. I didn't know there were bad seeds. I just knew I was leaving the ship, and chances were the Oz-9 was no better stocked than the 6748, so I grabbed them. I figured we could test out one or two, see what we got, and plant the rest if we needed them.
You have to admit, it makes sense, computer.
Okay, so no answers here. We need to get down there and rescue Leet, and we probably ought to grab the freeze while we're at it.
Why? He's likely planning to kill us all.
Well, we don't know that, do we? We should at least give him the benefit of the doubt. He might not be benign.
Yes, that's precisely my point.
Well, then why do you want to kill him?
What?
I really don't think she knows what that word means.
It does mean what I think it means, doesn't it?
I think so. Okay, let me see. I'd rather lost track. It's benign. 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 I am I even saying it right anymore?
Could we maybe do the crossword later? We have at least one and possibly two people to save.
Let's move, people!
I'll save you the running around in the corridors bit, though I have to admit, even I laughed when they kept zigzagging through the halls. That is such a classic gag. But in the end, they did make it to Pod Bay 1344B. The lights were on for a change, though when the crew saw the sheer size of the creatures they were dealing with, they might have preferred to remain in the dark, literally and figuratively.
My God!
Whoa. Hey, all the flowers off. You're invisible again.
How did you manage it?
Yeah.
Doc, you want to give us your initial thoughts here?
They're big.
Is tell me something I don't know. Too much of a cliche at this point.
Dr. Leo, perhaps you ought to stand back a bit. The one on the far right seems quite keen on you.
Yes, thank you. Why aren't they interested in you?
I think they've realized that I'm Scottish.
She's doing it again.
I know. She can't seem to let that go.
She heard the robot part, didn't she?
I could have sworn she did. I thought she'd go all benign.
You really have no idea what that word means, do you?
Colin, you got to fly up there and open those pods.
Why me?
Who else bloody fly?
Oh, yes, that. Perhaps I could carry the albatross up with me.
And risk you dropping me from that height? I think not.
Wait, something's happening. The pod is opening.
Oh, God. Tell me when it's okay to look.
But you're the captain. Unbelievable.
Oh, it's Leet! He's okay!
Why does he look so strange.
Something's wrong.
What? What is that?
No!
It is. He's got a shirt.
The other pod is opening now.
If he comes out with a monocle or a beret, I'm chopping this plant down.
Bonjour, mes amis. It is a most spectacular day, is it not? Dear friend plant, would you mind depositing me gently on the floor? Oh, that is magnifique. Merci. Do you know, I believe I have made a most critical discovery.
What's that?
These plants are where the healer pods come from. Now, if you will excusez-moi, I believe I will go read Thomas Mann's Death in Venice in the original German. First stopping briefly to learn German. Then I understand I have a great deal of work to do. Au revoir.
Son of a...
Bitchin' freeze.
Hey, what do you think of my new shirt?
As you can see, Season 3 offers no more hope for a sensible story than Seasons 1 and 2 did. But I suppose you know by now not to count on it. Welcome back, Space Monkeys. Not much has changed. This episode brought to you by FitTech Stasis Pods. FitTech Pods, the stasis pods that are 100% invented by humans and not created from some alien seed pod. FitTech, keeping you fit without the fitness. You've been listening to Bonnie Brantley as Jesse, Kevin Hall as Greg, Tim Sherburn as Colin, Eric Perry as Joe, Richard Cowan as Leet, June Clark Eubanks as the Albatross, Aaron Clark as Le Bichon Frise, David S. Deere as Dr. Theo Brome, Shannon Perry as Madeline and Olivia, Sarah Golding as
Pardon.
And me, Richard Nadolny, as your narrator. Our music was composed and performed by John Faley, and our artwork is by Lucas Elliott. This episode was directed by June Clark Eubanks. Oz 9 is written and produced by Shannon Perry. If you want to support the show, we'd love to see pics of you on Twitter showing off your Oz 9 merch from TeePublic, or have you join our Patreon at patreon.com/oz9podcast. Even $1 a month earns you some cool swag and our everlasting gratitude. Until next time, Space Monkeys, narrator out.
We've traveled together for years, but at last, we're approaching our destination. Relativity, the final episodes. Beginning July 20th, 2020, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Friends, half-orcs, countrymen, lend me your pointy ears. Of Mice and Men and Monsters is a podcast which combines the art and beauty of classic literature with the fun of Dungeons and Dragons roleplay. These episodes are led by me, Kate, your master teacher, which is Dungeon Master meets High School English Teacher. We take on quests in these fascinating worlds, meeting and adventuring with the greatest literary characters of all time, solving puzzles set up by the dubious Dr. Frankenstein.
One eye is over there, and the other eye is rolled over there.
Exactly right.
Hunting Moby Dick alongside Captain Ahab.
I've rolled a one.
Oh, you rolled a one!
Of Mice and Men and Monsters is a faithful yet irreverent way to interact with the stories which have influenced us for centuries. Plus, it's a much more exciting way to experience literature than writing an essay. Essays don't have swords which burst into flame, or poop monsters hiding in toilets.
Anybody got some poop for me?
A new episode of Mice and Men and Monsters is released every other Wednesday, wherever you listen to podcasts.